Chase Willie DeMace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason hanging out with you. And as we do every Tuesday at this time, we say hello to Predators General Manager David Poile. Preds in Edmonton to take on the Oilers. I'll have pregame for you at 7 tonight. Max Herz, Hal Gill on the call at 8. David, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm in Edmonton. No snow yet. So hopefully we can get in and out with a big win tonight without any weather delays. I'm in the building right now. Our team is going to be going on for the morning skate here in about a half an hour.
So before we get into tonight's game, 900 wins for the franchise. You've obviously been a part of every one of those wins. What was that milestone? As you've hit a few milestones here as of late, what was that one like for you, though, as the only general manager this team has ever had?
Well, it's always good to see these bigger numbers come in. Means you've franchised certain people have been around for a while, and when you compare it to the number of games you played, it feels like we're having a certain degree of success, overall. But right now, it's in the present, to be very honest with you. I mean, our team has not played as well, so it's great news, and I'm proud of that. But right now, I think our focus is on tonight's game.
A scary moment a few weeks or last week. Mark Borowiecki takes an awkward hit into the boards. He's going to be out for a little bit. You've recalled Jordan Gross from Milwaukee, who's on the trip with you. But it's been good to see the pictures of Burrow, that he seems to be okay. He's with his family. But just a scary moment.
It certainly was. And, it appeared to me, and I think to everybody else, that he was basically knocked out right on the hit before he even hit the ice. He's had a little bit of a history with some head injuries, so we're going to have to be very cautious and careful in terms of how we proceed with him and in terms of his future and getting back into the lineup. But that'll be certainly a secondary thought right now, because we really need to give this some time and make sure that he's good before he comes back on the ice. But his attitude, as it always has been, really good. He's doing all the things that are necessary, and I got a good vibes here that he'll be coming back based on how he's feeling. But I think we got to be realistic, and we got to be very sure and safe before he comes back.
Predators general manager David Poile is here with us, and we've seen Coach Hines jumble the lineup a little bit, trying to find some consistency, because I know that's what you're looking for out of your team right now. And one thing that we've seen is Cody Glass has been getting some opportunities in the top six after making the team out of training camp. What's been your evaluation of Cody to this point in the season?
A little bit of good, a little bit of inconsistency. Probably, bottom line, it's somewhat the same as our team. You're really hoping, when you get that chance to play in the last two games in the top six, that some good things would happen for him and for our team. But again, honestly, it didn't. It didn't seem like he was quite ready to grasp that role. So we'll give him more chances at it. He's a good young player. He's got a lot of skill. He's been through a lot, off the ice and injuries. But like everybody else right now, we're just in a little bit of a funk. We're just off a little bit, and he too has got to show a little bit more at this point in time.
We're talking with Nashville Predators GM David Poile. Congrats, David, on the many, many wins that you've built up. But like you said, you guys are just concentrating right now on the Edmonton Oilers. You guys haven't beat them in a minute. What is it about this team that has been so difficult for you guys?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. This has not been a good matchup for us in the last couple of years. And to me, they are a team that's, if I was, give me five or six teams that had a chance to win the Stanley Cup, this team certainly could be one of them. In my opinion, they have the best player in the league, and Connor McDavid. They probably, you could argue this a little bit, they probably have the best two forwards all on one team with Leon Draisaitl. They have a lot of speed. They score a lot of goals. This is going to be a tough game for us, because, as you said, and I'm agreeing with you, we just haven't had the the matchup with them in terms of how they play and how we play. So it'll be really interesting to see what we, I guess it is us, not them, what we change to be able to be successful against them tonight.
David Poyle is with us. And David, when we start talking about Connor McDavid, I can remember him coming in just right out of the draft at age 18. And, you know, I remember asking people just how special is this guy? Because people were talking about him. And for those of us maybe in Nashville that don't watch the junior circuit and would watch him play a whole lot, people were saying, just wait till you see this guy. And he's been everything and more. You've seen all the greats come and go. He hasn't won the whole thing yet. They took a step forward last year. But where does he compare to some of the greats that you've seen in your era?
Well, for sure, I think when it's all said and done, and he's just in maybe the middle of his career, he's going to have lots of chances to win. I mean, what separates him now from everybody else is just dynamic on every shift. When he touches the puck, I mean, you as the opposition, I'm kind of gripping the rails, if you will. Like, this could be a dangerous player. I mean, you know, how many players take you out of your seat? Not too many, but he is one of them, and he is so dynamic. His speed is so unbelievable. And, you know, again, you go back to past generations, and it's really hard to compare, but there's nobody that could, it was Paul Coffey, maybe a Bobby Orr type of guys, but this guy can skate, and he makes a difference. And you just watch the defense around the league, how they would play, I would say, a normal line rush versus how they play him. I mean, you get back on your heels, you get too deep in your end, and he just, by his speed, he just creates a scoring chance. So I would think when it's all said and done, you'd be talking about Connor McDavid as one of the best players ever to play in the National Hockey League.
And I agree with everything you said. You hit the analogy. Is that when he has the puck and he starts making his moves, you just grip that. It's a white-knuckle time for sure when you're trying to defend him. The other thing that I think I've been impressed with, David, as I've watched him, is Connor McDavid seems to also have that drive that the great players have to win. You know, he's got that itch to, he wants to succeed. It's not just enough to be talented. He wants the W's.
Yeah. And he's playing for the Edmonton Oilers. They have a rich history of success in winning cups. Wayne Gretzky obviously played here, and he's still affiliated with the club. And I think that Connor and he have a really good relationship. And I think they talk a fair bit and visit a fair bit. And how is that for having a mentor like Wayne Gretzky? So, it just feels like this franchise, and with star players like McDavid and Draisaitl, that they are going to be a tough team to play against all the time.
So, David, one thing that the Oilers do very well, and it seems like every year, is they have a great power play. The Predators' power play was such a weapon last year, and that seems to be the one area that has been the puzzle so far. It just hasn't clicked. And I know it's an ongoing thing to try to figure it out. It's the same players. You know they're capable of better. But what are your thoughts on how to maybe get it in gear?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, we can talk about a lot of things that are wrong with our team or that could be better. But to me, if the power play could play like it did last year, 90% of those other items would actually go away. I mean, the power play is an uplifting, when it's successful, it's very uplifting for your players. It allows your third and fourth line to play a different way. It's a confidence builder, and just as you referred to Edmonton, I mean, they got probably, in my mind, probably the best scoring in the league, and a lot of it comes from their power play. And I'm just repeating again, last year our power play was really good, and it won a lot of games for us. And, you know, right now it's been a problem, and it's been a reason why we have been losing games by one goal, is because the power play has not been effective. So we're working on it. There's been a multitude of meetings and video, and as you said, it's the same player. So they're just, if you were to show a film of this year and last year and some of what has happened in the past, is the execution. That's probably my best thing to say, is their execution is just not the same. And you know it's there, and it's got to start producing, because it's going to be a hard to win if we don't have, you know, our power play, you know, being, you know, somewhat close to where it was last year.
Final thing for you, David. The defense pairs shuffled. The last time we talked to you, there's been two games. The Predators won one and lost one since they mixed up the defense pairings. Do you like how that looks right now?
Yeah, I do. And the reason I do is it spreads everything out a little bit in terms of matchups and gives everybody, I'd say, a better distribution of ice time. And to me, this is three strong pairs versus, maybe two strong pairs and one not quite as strong. And again, when you go to your specialty teams, you can you want say the Penalty Kill and you want McDonough and Ekholm, they can play together. So I like it. I think it's the right thing for us right now. And let's see how they do against the Oilers. Like, for example, the Oilers tonight, if they have the last change, I mean, they get to choose, if you will, who they want to play against, whether it's a line or a defense pairing. And I think we're better set up this way with the three pairs, which I'm saying is more equal.
David Poile, Predators general manager, here with us, joins us every Tuesday at 11:15. David, appreciate it as always. Good luck tonight in Edmonton and the rest of the way in Canada.